Okay, Daf Lamed Vav. Ba'amar Rav Yehuda. We're on the seventh line. Hi, Bandanokat Maglav Tovila Vitublia Ba'amar Ezel Israel Adikla Gopanya Dizvanta Bine Mehemen. Because Lochotvinish Lemigzav Dikla Delav Delay. And that we already discussed at great length, Lamed Gimel and Beis. It was quoted word for word there, where we have nothing new to add now. But Amar Rav Yehuda, Haiman da Achzig mi Guda da Arode Ulevar lo Havi Chazaka, my time up, Meimar Amar called the Zara, Nami Arudi, Achlile. There was something called Guda da Arodi, the fence of the Arodim are some sort of wild animals that apparently live in a forest. There are apparently many different kinds of animals called Arodim. There's some, you know, there's some wild donkeys that are called Arodim, maybe that's referred to, maybe Arodim's a general word. You know, there's also a snake called an arod. There's a lot of different arodim, but anyway, they've built a fence, and everyone agrees what they would do here. They would build a fence around their field and then plant some crops, like throw some seeds outside the fence so something would grow. So the arodim in the forest would eat that and wouldn't break into the field. At the what? Yeah, okay. So anyone, so basically, if someone's machzik outside that fence, the arodim, then that's not a valid chazaka because the owner doesn't bother to be mochek. He says, whatever grows the arodim, I'm going to eat, so what do I care? Basically, this is the theme of the rest of this piece of the Gemara until the two dots, which is that even if I eat a field for 3 years, that's not necessarily a cheskes gimel shanim. Only if I eat it away, that's a provocation that would cause a macha. If for some reason I eat in a way that does not provoke a macha, because let's say the guy doesn't mind, then it is not a valid chazaka. And this is a classic example. Maybe when we get to later on in the Gemara, we'll have a chance to try to be magder precisely what kind of achila is a provocation to macha, and what kind of achila is not a provocation to macha. But first we have to get into some zrayim. Because says the Gemara of Amr of Yehuda, Achla Orla, something chazaka. Right, he either says Achla Orla is not a chazaka, or he says Achla Orla is a chazaka. So if I eat 3 years of Orla, either it is or isn't a chazaka. Or if I eat 2 regular years of 1 year of Orla, either it is or isn't a chazaka. You know, there's some hints, but no one that we shown clearly are mechalic between 1 year of Orla versus, you know, and 2 normal years versus 3 years of Orla. So we'll assume it's all the same. And Tani Nami Hachi, Achla Orla Shviyasu Klayim, either Eina Chazaka or Harezo Chazaka. Either way, it's obviously Tani Nami Hachi. It's saying the same as Rabbi Yehuda. So here we get into a big question mark, which is, what did he say? What seems to be the problem? Or what seems to be the problem is that it seems like in the days of the Rishonim, most of their Gemaras in Bava Basra had Eina Chazaka, and in Ksubos had Harezu Chazaka. And then the question is, do you amend Ksubos to match Bava Basra? Do you amend Bava Basra to match Ksubos? Or do you say they're talking about two different things, and all of those are Shitas in the Rishonim? Although only one of them is the shita of the vast majority of the Rishonim. So let's see. Here we have Bava Basra, Alam and Bava Manalf. And here we have Ksubos, Heyo Manalf. What's the context in Ksubos, Da, Hey? I'm pretty sure it's Amun Aleph. The context is, you know, it's not our Indian right now. Basically, a guy who spent money upkeeping, improving, whatever, his wife's nichsein belong, and then gets divorced. So he has to give it back to her. Does he get his expenses back or not? And the answer is, if he didn't get any benefit, he can ask for his expenses back. But if he benefited, then he cannot ask for his expenses back. What counts as a benefit? So the answer is either eating derech kavod or eating a certain amount, let's say a dinar, according to one opinion, which we seem to paskin like. Okay, and then they say, Avad Rabbi Yehuda, Ovda v'chavilei zemoros. Rabbi Yehuda did a maisa, he passed in the maisa, even if the guy only ate chavilei zemoros, bundles of tendrils, zemoros, twigs, meaning not the fruit, just the twigs or the tendrils or whatever, maybe feed it to animals. It's about halachic shonim, not important whether he used it as animal food or he used it as fuel, but clearly it's not something edible by human beings. And the simple shot is, he counted that as an achilas kavod, that's a chashir ba'achila. Why did he count the chashir ba'achila? Because we're here to the time that he says, achla shvius klaim chazaka, arla shvius klaim reza chazaka. Ach, l'shita say that, eating shvius klaim and arla, which seems to have something to do with tomorrow's, is a chazaka. There, it seems like in the context, it should be, is a chazaka. Because it's saying what counts as real eating that then you don't get your expenses back because you got your deal, you gave, and you don't get your expenses back. So the simple shot is that the most straightforward gerson there would be that it's a chazaka. Of course, the most straightforward gerson in our case would be that it's not a chazaka because our whole gemara is a list of things that aren't chazaka. Not mocher, it could be some things that are, some things that aren't. But that's why most people in the gemara they have in front of them said conflicting things, but it's the same Rabbi Yehuda. So there are three ways to solve that problem. Who has the girsa? Well, almost all Rishonim, right? Almost all Rishonim, right? This is what Tosos here quotes from Rabbi Hananel. This is what Rav Haigon has. This is what the Rambam has. This is what almost all the Rishonim have. And this is what Rashi has in Ksubos. Rashi in Ksubos is explicit. What is Rashi saying in Ksubos? He says, give me a second. Harezo chazaka garsinan hacha. Ooh, Bibala Basra. So one sheet that is Rashi Ksubos, Rach Tosvos, Shari Shonen, and Gaonim, Rav Haigon, meaning, Rav Haigon. What do they have? They have Hare Zoh Chazaka and Hare Zoh Chazaka. That is the most straightforward way where you have to explain why. But that's the most straight, that's the mainstream, I think we can say, girsa. However, who keeps the girsa of, obviously Rashi knew there were different girsas, otherwise he wouldn't have to say anything, right? He knows he's being machria, and maybe he's amending something. Who are the only true Rishonim I've seen who keep our girsa of Eina Chazaka? The Rashbam right here, and... The Rashbam right here, and who else right here? And Rabbi Gershon. Rashbam, Rabbi Gershon, keep it. Now here, it's a little tricky because there are apparently are different sources of Rabbi Gershon. The Rashi Madura Kama quoted in the Shifim Gvetz and Ksubos quotes Rabbi Gershon as having everyone else's Gersha. So that's right. What does he say here? He says, So even our main Gershon, we're not sure, right? But what does Rashbam and Rabbi Gershon over here? But the Sheet of the Betzes has a different Rabbi Gershon, right? Strangely enough, he has a different Rabbi Gershon. Okay, but Rashbam and at least our Gershon made a Gershon. What do they say? They say that no, it says Eina Chazaka. If it says Eina Chazaka, how does that stem with Ksubos? So one of the two ways to explain the Gemara in Ksubos, Aliba did Rashbam and at least our Rabbeinu Gershon.
Part of the thing that's not important, tree or the...
Exactly. So what does Tosfos suggest? Tosfos doesn't like it, right? Why does Tosfos not like it? Because if there were different yourselves in the different sugyas, the Gemara should have said, aha, and asked the question. But where does he go with this? So there are two ways to take this approach. So one is, let's do it like this. Let me Tosfos and the other Rishonim. Tosos and many Rishonim say, Harezo Chazaka, Eina Chazaka. Say, Rashbam had Eina. We have no idea what Rashbam and Rabbi Gershon had in Ksubos. We don't have Rashbam and Ksubos, right? That they had a sneer in the Gersa. Oh, how could Rabbi Huda? Did I get it backwards? Yes, I did. Thank you. How could they have a stira in the girsa? No problem. Kimta, they're talking about two different things. Here we're talking about the peiros. The peiros is a chazaka. Why? Because the peiros are usser, and actually this isser is not a chazaka, according to almost everyone. And here is talking about this moros, which makes sense, because the context of tzubos is moros. Right? Okay. No problem. However, and then Tosus just doesn't like it personally, because he says, well, it's a nice answer, but that's the kind of question that the Gemara should have asked an answer, not that we should. Okay, however, interestingly, if you look in the Shidu Govetz and Tzubos, who quotes Rashi in Madura Kama, he has two deis, right? There's an Ayin Aleph in the middle. That's not a Bubba Salilim, that's Inyan Acher, like second shot. But the first shot of the Rashi Madura Kama, okay, exactly who is the Rashi Madura Kama? You know, some people say it's literally Rashi Madura Kama. That's obviously the Moshe Yuvetz's thing. Some people say maybe it's the Rizvan, Rashi's son-in-law, who reworked Rashi's commentary. Momishaneh, there's another version of Rashi that the Shidu Govetz is quoting Tzubos, who says that in Tzubos, they also have the Girsa of Eina Chazaka. That's just Eina Chazaka straight across. And now the Shidu Govetz has quoted this in Rashi Madura Kama. The Meiri quotes this as the only sheet of Rashi. Again, it's definitely not what we have printed in Rashi and Tzubos. But when the Meiri quotes Rashi, Doli Harabanan, everyone knows Doli Harabanan in the Meiri language is Rashi. Doli Harabanan Gorsh, Bala Inyan Chazaka, She'ein Chazaka, meaning Bala Basra, it's not a Chazaka, Bechein the Inyan Mishnah Seinu, Eim Aporshim, Abri Yudah, Abri Bechalim, Yudah, Shalola Duna, B'matza Hotsi Hotsi. What do we mean? With the Shita Mekubetzes, Rashi, right? So apparently, it's not, I mean, there are two Eidim who saw a different shot in Rashi than we know of. Right? They both saw this other Girsa in Rashi. In the Shinu Getzes, I want to be honest, he is Inyan Acher. The Inyan Acher is like everyone else. But the first version of Rashi, what does he say? He says, Eina Chazaka and Eina Chazaka. Oh, what's going on in Ksubos? Everyone thought in Ksubos he meant he was Machshvid Nachila to make the husband not get his expenses back. He just reads the word Ksubos opposite. No, Avraham Rabbi Yehuda Oda that the husband ain't chavli smurts and says that's not considered an achila. It's not considered an achila, and since it's not considered an achila, he doesn't get his money back. Meaning, clearly, Tomas Moros. That's one thing which you almost can't deny. Hopefully, we'll see some people do. What's he saying? He's saying Zmoros lo kosher ka achila. As opposed to everyone else who reads Ksubas as saying it does count as Achiva. And the heart of this also is Tomorrow's. Tomorrow's is not kosher enough. Not kosher enough to count as Achiva for Chesed Gimel Shamin. Not chashm enough to count Achiva because it's Gimel Shamin. Total very radical approach against everyone else in the world.
This shita assumes that the price is talking about smoros.
Yes. Yes. I mean, unless you give the same dog answer to the Rambam, there's no reason to, unless we're forced to. Okay. So now we have two shita so far that are not mainstream. One is that it says Eina Chazaka straight away, and the point is Zmoros are not chasha, they're not significant, so they don't count for Ksubas against everyone else. Avad Ogda means he refused to consider it an Achiva, and they don't count for Chazaka. Then we have this Girsa and this Girsa, which might not argue the Dina, okay, with this Peros don't count for Chazaka. And Zmoros do count for Chazaka. Why? Because, not Kepiros less Chashav, obviously, right? But because Lechora, because it's Heter, because it's Isser. Achilas Isser doesn't count for Chazaka. Achilas Heter does, right? And then we have the gears that are raised and across the board. Now, Harezo Chazak across the board, what are we talking about? Lichora. Lichora. We're talking about Zemoros. Okay, well, here, what's the case we're talking about? What do I put in parentheses here? Harezo Chazak across the board. Obviously, it's the same case. Right, if it's the same gear, so it's the same case. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? So almost everyone says we're talking about Zemoros because Zemoros of Arla are mutter. Because what is Usher and Arla? Ba'araltem Arla, so S? Perio. Enochanami S, Perio. What does S include? Okay. S includes, and what's the halakhic, what we call it in Mesechus Yadayim? Not Yadayim, Mesechus Opsin?
Yadayim.
We would call it Shomer. It's marbe the shomer the pre, right? The peel that that keeps the pre from spoiling. Okay, so the pre with its peel, fine. The seder, meaning any peel necessary to keep it from spoiling, that's fine. But not the stalks and the wood and the vines, right? That's clear. That's not included in Arla. Arla is only the peels, right? So what do most rishonim say, right? Rov Rishonim say what the Gemara said. The Gemara used the word Zemoros. It's a less hard to deny than it's super they're talking about Zemoros. And if you're saying Gersa, then both they're talking about Zemoros. Rov Rishonim, Alpi, the Gemara in Subos, says it's talking about Zemoros. And the answer is Zemoros of Arla are Heter and Zemoros are Chashuv. Zemoros are Chashuv. Unlike there's one day the Zemoros are not Chashuv, Zemoros because are Heter. And they're chashuv, right? This one weird gears of Rashi holds more than our chashuv. Everyone else is more than our chashuv. Obviously, only in context. No one would say that like regular food that eat this moros, that's considered achilas chesed moshanim. That's being crazy. But if it's orla and the only mutter thing is moros, then moros are chashuv. So moros are because they're heter and chashuv, and that's the whole point of ksubas. Moros are chashuv. And therefore, the husband doesn't get his expensive back because he ate something kosher. You know, he got something. That's what almost all Rishonim say. It's talking about Zmoros, because Zmoros are Mutter and Arla. Right? Let's say the Zmoros of Arla are Mutter. Okay.
But then even they would agree, let's say he does like the Arabs do nowadays. They just burn them in the corner of the field. He didn't use them, he didn't
then
sell
them. Then he did nothing, right?
Then he's garouche without having to.
Yeah, then he's nothing. Then he's worthless. Okay, now, who disagrees? Who disagrees?
Say. It seems that the Rambam's disagreeing.
Because what does the Rambam? Everyone says, because Moros are Heter and they're Chashuv. Focus. Rashi Madur Kama says Moros are not Chashuv, and therefore it doesn't count for Ksubas. Everyone else says they are Chashuv. They're Chashuv and they're Heter. At least by Arla, it's Chashuv why they're Heter, right? Moros are Chashuv, except for the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Toin Benitan Perik Yud Det Halacha Yud Det. I think Achla Orla Shiras Uklayim Afal Pishenene Ba'Aveira Harezo Chazaka. Even though it's an Aveira, it's Chazaka. He's clearly not doing Zmoros. Zmoros are not an Aveira. At least in Orla, Zmoros are Pasha not an Aveira. There's no two ways about that. That everyone agrees in Orla, Zmoros are Heter Gomer. He says Orla Shiras Uklayim. And if where does the Rambam get it from? Did he make it up, or did he get it from one of his sources who would logically would have influenced him historically?
From the Rav Haigon.
From the fourth Rav Haigon, the Sefer Mecca, from the Rav Haigon, Hecha Sha'akla Ozun Shal Shalom Medover Yisper Avar Yonos Mitzvah, Mahan Yolei Chazaka, Kidigar Sin Amar Yudah Akla Arla Harein Zol Chazaka, Tani Nami Hachi Akla Arla Chayim Shiyus Klai Harein Zol Chazaka. So, says the Rav Haigon the Rambam, a radical shot, Rav Haigon and the Rambam, they're a bit of a das yochi there. I know Ramban at some point says, oh, I think you can really justify what the Rambam says about Achilles Aveir, but he doesn't mean it the way the Rambam means it. He means it only about Klai, not about Arla. Right, he doesn't, you know, I don't know if he thinks that's what the Rambam means, but Pashas of the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that Achilas is that the Rambam or Paigon, where Paigon starts with, sounds like Arla is Achilas of Eder, meaning you're eating the Peros, right? So the answer is Peros, Ba'aveira, and then they have a unique Shitas Yachid, although Rambam is very hushed with Yachid, that Achilas Isser counts towards Cheskev Gimel Shanim, which is a big finish. Achilas Isser counts as Cheskev Gimel Shanim. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a big finish. Achilas Isser counts towards Cheskev Gimel Shanim. Okay, so that's clearly hushed. Maybe they hold Morris or not. Well, that's going to be a little hard. But the finish is that Achilas Isser, Achilas Isser, Chashid, or Achilas Isser is a Chazaka, right, which everyone else is trying to deny. Okay, what's the main, to say Achilas Isser of Chazaka is a Chiddush, but not a catch. Everyone else thinks by the Isser, the owner wouldn't object. They have a big finish that even if I eat Isser, even if I eat Isser Hanah, the owner would still object. Okay, that's a big finish. But it's possible. After all, what's the owner going to say? The owner going to say, I know this guy's not from. Oh, my seed's acting like an owner, so I should object. Even though he's not from, I wouldn't have done that. A from people wouldn't do that. Well, my seed, he's acting like an owner, makes me nervous, so I should object. It's a Kiddush, but no kasha against it.
That contradicts all the other ones, the things about the stuff outside the wall. I wouldn't use it, but for him, it's not important.
So what's he going to have to say? He's going to have to say that the stuff outside the walls is, like the Rishbam says, lo hechzek the mechatz pi inchi. Stuff outside the walls, not because I wouldn't have used it. It's because he's not acting like an owner, because he's only taking outside the wall and inside the wall. Over here, he is acting like an owner because he's taking everything. So you have to make two assumptions. A, that the problem with the good in Arobi is not that he's taking something which no one wanted. It's that he's not acting like an owner because he's only eating the top, not the inner. And B, that acting like a non-formal owner counts, is called acting like an owner. Because he could have said, he's not acting like an owner. Owners don't only eat Yisurim. Okay, so the big finish, but possible. The finish, but possible. He said, you see, I'm reading the Rambam Kipshuto. The language of the Rambam is, Achla Orla Shvizu Klayim, Af Al Pi Shenene Ba'aveira, even though it was an Aveira, Harezo Chazak, it sounds like all three of them are an Aveira. What the Aveira by Shvizu? So either the Aveira is that he did a Vilda during Shvizu, the Aveira is not, even the Aveira is not an eating but in the farming, which could be. Right? Or you could say that no, the Aveira is that he ate things that were usher because of Shvius. Then you get into the whole thing, what's called usher during Shvius? But it may be that Spicha more usher during Shvius, right? Maybe that's what he ate. Depends, maybe old Nebat is usher during Shvius, and that would fit the Rambam. So, okay, either way, you work it out.
Wouldn't he have to pay to make Peros? The guy who ate, I mean, it's no Chazaka, so he has to pay to make Peros, even though he ate the Easter.
No, because they're worthless. He had to make Paris a zero. So, there's no doubt for me. Okay, now.
Orly can't burn it. I mean.
It's an interesting question, but Pash, if we still call it zero, it's a good fact that I can burn it, I can use the ashes. Okay, yes, I am Harvey, let's say. But anyway, what's the main problem for Rambam or Paigon? First of all, it's a tremendous Kiddush and Svara that I would object if someone eats the Isser. Maybe if someone did an Isser and then ate mutter fruits, so maybe I should object to good fruits, but Arla, some of mom's eating fruits of Arla, why do I care who eats the fruits of Arla? They're garbage. Why would I object? So it's a big finish that I'm gonna object. Why? Not because these fruits are kosher, but because since he's not from and he thinks he's acting like an owner, I feel threatened by a display of ownership. Meaning that we don't judge Derek Bylin by Derek Bylin of good people. We judge Derek Bylin. Derek Bylin, not from Gazlan and Oakley Trafos like this guy. But I still feel threatened and I should have rejected. Okay, also, what about the Gemara Ksubos? The Gemara Ksubos said, Rav Yehuda did a ma'askin, and he did Ksubos like the Chavilei Sforos. And he's L'shitasei, then he says, Harizu Chazaka. But if he wasn't saying Chazaka about Sforos, he was saying Chazaka about Achilas Isser, then how is that L'shitasei? Right? This is a big problem with the Rambam. I don't have a wonderful teretz for this. I have a lot of mediocre tibetan. Okay, maybe I shouldn't judge. Maybe I shouldn't be judging these things, but I have a lot of questionable tibetan. What exactly is the Gemara in Ksubas equating the Zmoros for? So the Magen Mishnah says, maybe it's referring to two cases, Zmoros or Piros. And the Rambam only quotes the Piros Isser kind, but he was also referring to the Zmoros. That's very dochah. Or he says, no, just Misara, strength and Zmoros are equally chashuv. So if one is a chazaka, the other is a chazaka. Also a big chish. Also a very big chish. Correct. Correct. It's definitely a very big chish. The Tumim quotes a million other answers. But the I think maybe the Nesimus is the best answer for the Rambam of Haim. It's hard to tell. What does the Nesiva say? The Nesiva says, can if the Rambam of Haim go and hold Achilas Isser counts as Achilas? Achilas Isser is hushing people's eyes. Again, it's strange. We would think we're so prone to Achilas Isser. There's nothing in our eyes and no one pays attention to it. Come on, school, no. People pay attention to Achilas Isser because they know the other guy's not prone and therefore they take it seriously. But Shvius, besides being Isser, is what else? What else is Shvius besides being Isser? Is Hefker. Tainach Achilas Isser is Chashuv. But Achilas Hefker is not Chashuv. Now, again, this is going to make a lot of assumptions, but Tainach Achilas Isser is Chashuv, but Achilas Hefker is not Chashuv. That's what I just realized. That don't we say Oli Suri Hanar Hefker? I mean, that's actually a big machlokas whether Oli Suri Hanar Hefker or not. So let's assume not. Let's assume the Rambam. Let's hope the Rambam holds not. What?
Or some of the acronyms say that because it is Bayor Bali Motzi, not because Asrana. Bayor Bali Motzi will cover the Asrana.
No, Bayor Bali Motzi is a big machlokas, right? You'll say Lulav. Or is it a problem with Lohen, right? So maybe you'd have to say that what the Rambam thinks is that Achilas Isser, Arla Klein and Shvius are all Usser. But Shvius is also Hefker. How could Achilas Hefker be a Chazaka? If anyone eats Hefker, I'm happy that they eat Hefker. They're supposed to eat Hefker. So why would I possibly object? The answer is, there's one thing that's not Hefker and Shvius. What's not Hefker and Shvius? The Zmoros, the wood, the whatever it is, the stalks, the vines, the wood, whatever you call it. Meaning by Shvius, it's only La'achla, it's only the edible things. That's an oversimplification, but good enough for now. Only the food and things very similar to food are Hefker and Shvius. Everything else is, might be Usser, meaning maybe it's Usser to use Zmoros during Shvius, but I did avoda and did an Isser to create because you're not allowed to benefit from an Avera, because the Rambam does sound like Nevad is Usser, but it's still Hefker. What's the only thing that's not Hefker is Zmoros, and therefore we see that in Shvius it must have been the Zmoros. By Arla it was the Peros, by Klein was the Peros. By Shvius it couldn't have been the Peros because they're Hefker in addition to being Usser. Must have been the Zmoros, which are Usser and not Hefker. Okay. I have a lot of explanations, although I can't be a critic. It's not even me, it's the Achron, right? The Chazon Yechezkel has an explanation, the Mikdash David basically has an explanation, he doesn't quite finish the whole thought. Okay, that is an amazing question. Is why the Rambam of Haigon gave such a dochuk pshat? Why did they give such a dochuk pshat if they're going to admit that Zmoros is chashuv anyway, right? It's hard to say they don't admit Zmoros is chashuv because they're going Ksubos, right? So anyway, let's just say that this is a very dochuk in the Gemara in Ksubos, because the Gemara in Ksubos says Moros. So you can have to somehow turn Achilas Isser of Peros. I don't know, say the word Peros, but they say Isser. Turn Achilas Isser into Zmoros. How are you going to turn Achilas Isser into Zmoros? Either say Achilas Isser is equivalent to Zmoros, or say that he was talking about Zmoros and Achilas Isser. Or say, like the Nesivos, that in Shvius it has to be the Zmoros because everything else is Hefker. Okay, once the Rambam admits that Zmoros is Kasha, you'd like to say, no, I disagree with the other Rishonim because Zmoros aren't Kasha. But that's against the word of Tzumos. So don't go to Tzumos and you have to answer it, right? And I am the Achronim. But it would be interesting to see if we could maybe figure out a theory. So, Vosishlecht, why didn't the Rambam say like all the other Rishonim? Right? Okay, something to think about. Let us go back to very Dachot. So why didn't they say like everyone else? And it's not like, oh, it's not like one of these questions that like, oh, it's like a Pilpulish Kasha. Why didn't the Rambam say like the fourth answer of Tosos? No, why don't you just read the Gemara in Ksubos? Ksubos says, Zmoros is like this, right? You don't even need to think of something. It all says that it's Zmoros, and the Rambam says that he was Isser. Why didn't the Rambam interpret Ksubos? Okay, we'll see if we can figure something out. But to do that, we have to understand the Shita of Rav Rishonim. Okay, the Shita of Rav Rishonim is, what's the problem with Rav Rishonim? Zmoros. Arla. Nika, this Moros, Mutaran, Mutaros? Okay, maybe they're Mutaros? No? Whatever. That makes sense. It's Pasha. That's Moros. How about Shvius? I know Rashi and Shubha said something funny we'll come back to, but everyone else in the world. Shvius. What are all the Rishonim except for Rashi and Shubha say? The Rabban, you're the Rash, for the Rit, for the Miri. Everyone says by Shvius. Also, this is a Moros and Shvius, assuming you didn't work the land, or assuming that if you work the land, there's no Isser, are now the Mutaros, but they're not Hefker, right? Nika, this Moros ain't on Hefker, right? And Pasha's Mutaros, right? Mutaros for ain't on Hefker. Right? Again, could you get this Moros to be also? Yes, but you have made a lot of assumptions. This Moros, Mutaros. What? I mean, unless you say you work the land and there's an Isser Nabat, and the Isser Nabat applies to things that don't have to do Shishis. So if you're willing to make a lot of assumptions, oh, by Arlo, yes, Pasha. I don't think the story is about it. Okay. What's the problem, of course, that Tosas never he deals with? The problem is Kliyam. Kasha. Why is Kliyam Kasha? Because the Gemara in Pesachim gives examples, but there are other Makoros also. Everyone only takes into account the Gemara in Pesachim. If you take into account the deceptive Kliyam, a lot of sheets is getting a lot of trouble. Rochelle Liebman couldn't solve it. But the what is saying Pesachim when in the sugya of Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pas or not in one thing example we Suri Hanoi used to fuel your oven and bake bread. What it say? You use Klipe Orla, the peels of Orla. Remember the peels of Orla are Sabana. And what was the example for Klaya Karen? What did you use to fuel your oven? Kashin Shno Klaya Karen. What's Kash? Okay, we're not farmers. You never gave your kid a kash? What's a kash?
A straw.
A straw. Our straws, of course, are plastic. Why the plastic tube that you drink from gold a straw? Because before they had plastic, they would actually take the straw, which is the stalk of the grain, and use it as a straw. It's also hollow and one cylinder, right? So kash is straw. What is straw? Straw is basically Zmoros. I understand Zmoros is where the great half of the Klai Karim grows on. Kashin is where the wheat half of the Klai Karim grows on. That's the same idea. It's the wood. We know my Arla couldn't have used the example of Zmoros because only Esper, no, only the Shomer and the Pri. But by Klein, even the Koshen, it's in the Forsh Mare and Sachin and many, many other records all over the place. Koshen, Shaharei, Afilo Eitzim, Asurim, Bekloi Hakerem. Even Eitzim are served by Hakerem. Kedemucha, Meitzer, Koshen. Right, the straw.
But only that part that grew when it was already.
That's already an answer. Oh. So the question is, how do we get out of the question of the Zmoros of Klein being usher? So how do we get out of this question? For the Rambam of Haigon, it's not a problem. How do we get out of this question for everyone else? Of course, the way to go is, if you want to explain why the Rambam of Haigon didn't say like everyone else, maybe it's safe because they couldn't figure out an answer to this question, or not, they were trying not to figure out an answer to this question. They disagreed on principle with the other potential answers to this question, right? That's obviously where you're going to want to go, right?
And then, Amila, you're going to say that, so the mind not to know if it's more or less clear.
Exactly, precisely. That's where you're going to go, or should go, or almost go, or whatever. So, what's the answer here? So there are three basic answers. Almost all Rishonim say, Taka Zmoros are Motor. Who's the first one to say Zmoros are Motor? Although without explaining why?
Rash.
No. He explains why, and before him, Rashi Tsubos. Rashi Tsubos says, Oshidrak Lion, Vazmoros Lo Masru. The Zmoros of Klein are Mutter. Why? How does that stand with everything? Okay, that's not part of Rashi's job description. That's part of Tosos and On's job description. Right? But Rashi is already the first one who says Zmoros of Klein will mess with. He might mean only with an Okimta. Or he might not. Right? Now, the truth is, just to be fair, Pshat does it sound like even without an Okimta. When he says Zmoros will mess with, it makes it sound like not Zmoros will mess with. If you have the exact weird case, sounds like Zmoros Lo Nesru, but that's no kenta. But I can't prove it. Rashi and almost all the other Rishonim, right, except for the basically the Ramban and some of those who quote him. So, what's the answer? So, right? Basically, this is where the sugya starts. What's the case of Heter of Klein? Right, if we assume, unlike Rambam, Hydro, and Achilles, Isser doesn't count, only if it's Heter counts. That's why you need Zmoros. Zmoros are fine in Orla. Heter Gomer? Zmoros are fine in Shvias. Heter Gomer, and they belong to the Bailam. They're not Heter. But Zmoros and Klein should be Usser. So, Rashi says no Zmoros are Mutter. But he doesn't explain why the Zmoros are Mutter. He doesn't explain why the Zmoros are Mutter. So, what does Tosos say? And this is quoted by all the other Rishonim. It's basically the Chiddush of Tosos. So, right? Rashi is more than water, but we don't know why. So what does Tosos say? So one is Tosos. Tosos makes an Okimta. What's the Okimta? Although he claims he's not being a big Okimta. What's Tosos' Okimta?
If they were planted together or later.
Now you're a Rosh, huh? Tosos. What Tosos did you get? So far. What did Tosos say? Anyone? Didn't someone say this a minute ago? Anyway, he also said that part fine. But Abu Hacha Ayri says, when do we say Ikara Nassar? The whole thing is Nassar may Ikara. What's this rule? The rule called Ikara Nassar. What does Ikara Nassar mean? If you plant it and it's originally Kalayim, then even the seed you plant becomes Usher. Becomes Usher Meikara. But if you plant it, it's not Kalayim, then it becomes Kalayim later. Like, for example, let's say you plant the vineyard as a normal vineyard. And then you later plant wheat there. Not you plant it all in one handful. Or, you know, whatever the case is, you have a wheat planted and a grape, and grapes, and the grapes go over the wheat or all these other weird cases. then what's the rule? Right? Remember we discussed it in that phase? Right? Full circle? Right? Only if it's Hosef Masayim, if it grows 1 in 200. Only if it's Hosef Masayim, it's Usser. So what does Tosso say? You know what the Okimta is here? And he says, not a big Okimta, because this is what usually happens. Says Tosfos, he says, Okimta, but a common Okimta, maybe more than common, the Okimta, okay, it doesn't matter. He says there's not a crazy Okimta. This is the normal way things happen. Okimta de peros. Hosifu Masayim. Hosifu Masayim means they grow by 1/200. Doesn't mean they add 200. They add 1/200. Zmoros. Lo Hosifu Masayim. That's the answer of Tosos. The peros grew 1/200. And the Zmoros didn't add 1/200. But, and it wasn't Bekar, exactly. And it wasn't, and it wasn't Tlaikar Mekar, right? Because here it's Moros, obviously referring to the Greek part. Where it's Moros, but Lo Nata Hagefanim Tlaim Mekar. Which is actually also the normal case. Two Okimtas. You didn't originally plant the vineyard client. That's a pretty normal case. The guy plants a vineyard, plants a vineyard. Then someone comes and starts planting wheat there. Right? Not a crazy Okimta. And after you planted the wheat there, the grapes grew 0.5%. And there's more has been to grow 0.5% that I am not a vineyard, but Tosfos were. Tosfos claims it's also not so crazy. It's very often. If you plant at the right time of the year, and maybe that's talking the time of the year you plant wheat. I have no, really, well, everything's beyond me. Then the Zmoros are grown enough that they only grow another 0.1 or 0.2%, but the berries are still going, and they're going to be most of them a lot. Okay, not crazy. That's so kicked up, right?
No, I had part of it. I had grape vines. That's what happened.
First the Zmoros grow, then they're basically finished, and then the grape grow.
A little bit more deep.
And great, wonderful. I'll point out that the Meiri in the name of the Raven, he quotes a shot and he says, the Raven was told to go and send another shot. And he likes the first shot, but he says, what would the Raven Chozer go and said? The Raven clearly is Morris man, right? In Mishnah Torah, the Raven objects to the Rambam and says, what do you mean? La Omra L'chilf Eitzim. Eitzim is Morris, right? But the Meiri, how did the Raven exactly work it all out? That we have a little Ravid, right? We have the Ravid code of the Meiri. The bowling portion was the Ravid. So the Ravid, apparently the Ravid's second shot after Chazara, he says something which I think is functionally equivalent to Tosfos. Right? Functionally equivalent to Tosfos. What does he say? He says the Meiri Bishem Ravid Achar Chazara. What does he say? He says that that in Tzias, they both grow. No, he's not going to be so fine-tuned that he knows the Zmoros didn't grow 0.5% and the Peros did grow 0.5%. He says, but they grow differently. The Peros grow like a balloon, right? They balloon out. You can't say which part was added and which part was there from beforehand. Which part was there from before you planted wheat and which part came later. So it's just all expanded. The Zmoros, they grow lengthwise. You can say this Zmora was 63 centimeters long. Now it's 65 centimeters long. That's a lot more than 1/200th. But I'll just chop up less 2 centimeters, burn them. And then the rest of them is still much around off, because what he claims is that basically the Peros grow in all directions like a balloon, the Zmoros only grow in one dimension. And therefore, if you just cut off the new part, and the old part is still mutter. So why are you making this the same? Same in contempt. So what you're basically saying is that there's a new part that offers the payros. There's not a new part that offers the smoros. Just why is there not a new part that offers the smoros? Tosa says because it grew less than 1/200th. And the Meir Mishen Raya Chazara says, because you can identify the new part and cut it off, and then it doesn't bother you anymore. But it's the same basic idea. Efshar lehafrid hatosefes, right? Am I legit? Am I saying a shot that's in the what's it called? The sifta? Okay, Baruch Hashem. I actually don't care. But as long as I'm saying shot in the year, that's fair. But lehmin ha ikker meaning shahaya sham lifnei zriyas achitim. That's what I mean. The butcher part. Avol bismaros. Efshar lachtov hatosefes olahatir ha'ikr. But it's the same basic idea. It's just you're saying the piros were hosefasayim, the zvoros were hosefasayim. Just two different hanging utensils. Why the zvoros weren't hosefasayim? They weren't hosefasayim at all, or they were, but you could chop it off, and then what's left is okay.
The only problem is that something happens. Yes, it grows longer, but the rest of it gets thicker.
Ah, so Morgan says the right one is not a bit there. It doesn't only grow longer, it also grows thicker.
Isn't that a question?
Sorry,
isn't that a question in general by how hair grows from the bottom of the top so that anything that grows, it could be growing from the root?
These are all good questions. Okay, Sarich Ion, either he had a funny Metzias or he just had a funny way of being mindful of Metzias and halachic categories. Okay, Sarich Ion. Mori thinks Tosin is a better Metzias than the Raya Dr. Kazara. I have no idea. But it doesn't really matter. It's, for our person, more or less the same thing. What's the other option? The other option is that the Zmoros are mamish, not asurim. The cash is asur. Why are the Zmoros not asurim? So here, we're going to use a very, very large board. Basically, it's very, very, very not pasha, this whole idea that kashim are usher and playakara. Why? Because most of the agricultural mitzvahs only apply to the fruits. I don't mean fruits, tree fruits. I mean, you know, including priyadot, right? They only apply to the food parts. Truma only applies to the food, and mice only applies to the food, and shvius only applies to the food, and orla only applies to the food. It's a big finish to say Kliakero applies to the wood part, to the plant.
But now how should feed to your animal?
None of them apply to animal food either, generally. It's a good point, but in general, they don't apply to animal food, although it's interesting. It's more so always feed to the animal, so that's not going to be a difference. But I hear the Taina. The mice, so weird they get this from. They get this from, this says, what did it say about Orla, or Altem, or Lasso, as Kriya, right? What does it say by my sermi prehites and etc. etc. What does it say by truma reaches the gorcha to roshka mi tzarecha? What does it say by shvihis? It says, it doesn't say the word pre to the best of my knowledge, it says vice shabasa arkham aqua, only things which you eat. But what does it say by klayim? Los zrak hamacha klayim pen tikdash, tikdash meaning kabasurbana. Hamleya hazera shirt is rogues for Athakaran. The Maleya, that which is Mismale, you know, the Tegua, it doesn't say anything specifically about food, and maybe we take that to mean anything that grows. Okay, not most punch in the world, but is that so possible? So here we have a gazillion different shitas who say that maybe Zmoros are Taka not Nasru. Maybe Zmoros are Taka not Nasru. Okay, why would this Morris not be Nesru? So here we have the most radical Shita. Who's the most radical Shita? Who's the most Mikkel Shita? Anil? What did Rav Hananel say?
That it's Morris and the Rav.
No, but why? But he doesn't explain why.
Oh.
Right? I mean, maybe it's only no Kinto like Tosos. Fundamentally, who's the most Mikkel Shita? The most Mikkel Shita is the Gra. What does the Gra say? The problem is this is what Rosh Hashanah deals with. If you look at Rosh Hashanah and Tosefta, the fourth paragraph of Klayim, he quotes the Rishalmi against him and then says, Maram the Rishalmi, or can explain the Rishalmi otherwise. This is Tosefta against the Rav, which is very difficult, which is fine, it's more of a crosser, but against a few people. Says the Gra, only food is Asr and Klayim. It's not true. Klayim is no different than anything else. Only food is Asr. Oh, what about the Kashim of Klaya Kerem? Right? What about the Kashim of Klaya Kerem? What does the Gra answer? It's a bit dark. I wouldn't expect this from the Gra. The Gra's very convinced. He said that's only talking about Tilsan. Tilsan is, I know in modern Hebrew it's clover or something, right? But in, it's fenugreek. Right? There's no English for that is the English. I'm sorry to say. It's some very kosher spice from the old days, very kosher spice. And the Gemara says, Eitzu Periyot Shavin, Tam Eitzu Periyot Shavin, the stalk also tastes like the spice and could be used. So what does he say? He makes a kenta. Really, only the food is usher. The kashan of Kaya Kerem is only no kenta that it's talking about Tilsan, where the kashan are edible. It's a big chiddush. Why such a big chiddush? Because of the kashim are edible. Why would someone use them to fuel his stove? The whole reason they don't say payros of Arlekai Karim is because why would anyone burn it as fuel? You burn the klipos and the zmora and the kashim fuel. But that's the radical sheet of the Gra. Says the Gra. Says the Gra. Rak heiros, meaning ochel asurim beklai hakerem. Oh, what are the kashim in psachim? Yeah, kashim in psachim, myri betilson, the ta'am eitzo upirio shaveh. That the eights taste like the fruit. That's only in Tilsan. Really, there's no answer of the stalks by Klayakarim. Radical Shitas Yaakov of the Gra. However, there's another Shita that is a little less radical, which is the Rilumil. What does the Rilumil say? The Rilumil actually is the real mill is actually, it's an obscure shita. I think we saw this real mill in that base. I forgot to look in the course. I think we have seen this real mill in that base. It sounds like crazy shita, but it actually makes a lot of sense. What does he say? He says, are kashin usher? Yes, Gemara Pesachim. He doesn't think of this Gra. The Gra's, again, the Gra's super dull. If the Gra said it, he had his reasons. The Gra didn't stop saying. But it's not very dull. Kashin usher. If you just read Shas, like the real Nil did. Are Kashman Klai Karam Asr? Yeah, Gemara Pesachim. Are Zmorits applying Karam Asr? No, they're Mutter, Gemara and Xumas. So put them two together when you say Kashman are Asr, Zmorits are not. Why are the Kashman be Asr and the Zmorits not be Asr? Now, there could be many ways to explain this, we'll get to in a second, but what does the real Nil say? He says there are two different signs to Klai Karam, right? There's the kerem, and there's the zera, right? There's the kerem, and there's the food you plant in the kerem, right? The pre-adoma, the adoma food you plant in the kerem. If you plant a tree in the kerem, that's not like kerem. It has to be a adoma food in the kerem, such as wheat, classic example. It says, hold on a second. Who says the two sides are equal? This is the big fish, the real little. Who says the two sides are equal? One is a ha'etz, one is a adoma. Ha'etz and adoma are very different. He says, you know what? Read the pasuk. Pentik dash hamaleya hazera asher tizra. Hamaleya hazera asher tizra. I mean, you can interpret to me whatever you want. But he said, anything that fills out, that grows from the seed you planted, meaning on the wheat side, again, it doesn't have to be wheat, anything that grows is asher, including kashim. Utvuba sakar. Only the tvuba of the carob is asher, not the carob itself. Now, you don't have to read it that way. I fully admit you don't have to read it that way. But that's how he reads it.
Explain it again, please.
He said, Hamaleya vera sher tizra, which is the side of the wheat. Everything that grows is usher. Utvua sakarim, only the tvu of the karim is usher, but not the karim itself. Meaning, the stalks of the wheat are usher ba'na, but the stalks of the grapes are not. The grapes and wheat are not equal partners. They play different roles. What is I eats? What is I? I mean, it actually makes sense. What's the difference between an adama? The grapes, the trees are supposed to stay there forever, and that's not what we look at what grows. What grows the fruits? I'm saying trees also grow. But when you look at a tree, you say, the tree is a tree, it's the fruits that grow. When you look at wheat and anything, say adama, on the whole thing grows. Right? So what does he say? He says the two sides are not equal. The two sides are not equal. Says the Rilunil, Kashim are also on the side of the wheat, but the Moros are much on the side of the grapes, and that's how he interprets the Psukim. And that's how he interprets the Psukim, says the Rilunil. He says, Fisha'en gova gvanim atzmon nesarim el anovim hayotzim ehem dechsevu tvuas hakarem veloksev hakarem. Right? As opposed to the Kashim. Right, okay, he doesn't, maybe he doesn't finish the sentence here. But what does he say? He says, funny, the truth is he doesn't finish the sentence. I admit I'm finishing the sentence for him. But, and that's why, but what does he say? He said, the Geffen is not usher, only the, because it says, to us, not Karam, not Karam Atzmo. Yeah, you're right, he doesn't finish the sentence. Maybe I'm finishing the sentence for him. I'll plead guilty to finishing the sentence for him. And it's not so explicit. But I think that's what he's trying to say. By the grapes, only the grapes are usher, not the Zmoros. But Anachanami, we can very well admit, by the wheat, everything's usher. Right? By the wheat, everything's usher. There is no like kerem that's like a separate thing when it comes to the wheat, like there is when it comes to the grapes. So the grapes, there's the kerem, there's the tuas kerem. That's the nature of haitzes. You have a kerem and a tuas kerem. You have an elon and you have payros. You have a, you know, a pargase and you have payros. When it comes to the wheat, everything's the payros you plant and it grows.
You throw away 90% of the wheat stalk.
Yes. I understand. I understand. But you wouldn't say that there's a kerem that's separate from the tefuah by the wheat, like there is by the grapes. By the grapes, what makes the kerem separate from the tefuah? It's going to last till next year.
Sort of. You come back every winter.
Not much left. What?
Not much left when you.
Yeah, but fundamentally, a tree is something that lasts till next year. You're right, it wouldn't grow very well if you didn't cut it back, but it would grow. Okay, anyway, that's what does the Rilunil say? Again, I think I'm reading it properly. Says the Rilunil, he says no. He says, Ulai Kashim Nesru Aval. The Geffen, Rock, Heirot, Nasro, Below, Kerem, Asmo. And what I'm trying to claim is that makes a lot of common sense. Why? Because the Kerem, you can really divide. There's the tree and there's the fruit. Just for the fruit's also the tree, isn't it? By wheat, everything really is. But by a kerem, you could say the zmorot are part of the eternal tree. I know nothing's eternal. By the everything's up through this year by the okay, that's it. Tvuas hakerem will kerem atzmo. That's a drasha. Tvuas hakerem will kerem atzmo. Again, he doesn't say the other half of the sentence. But I think what he's saying is tvuas hakerem will kerem atzmo. All by the kasher, it doesn't say tvuas hazera. It says hamalei hazera shir tizra. That's not the same as tvuas hazera. And it may be, but the Rav thinks it is. But he thinks it's not. That's the Rilunil. The Rilunil said there's fundamentally no Isra and Zmorot. Another option could be, and Chaim, I'm going to need your help. Now it's going to sit in this.
Rings both accounts.
Okay, great. I need your hearing here. Right. Excuse me. The other, but you see where he's coming from. He's coming from Zmoros Shasam one way, Kashim Shasam the other way. Again, I know I'm adding a little to the real deal. Say it says, what's that care? Well, care about Zmoros. Never says that about Kashim, right? What the drush of the real deal? Tvuas hakerem below kerem atzmo. It's like Xeris Augustus, do not to the Zmoros. There's no Xeris Augustus, do not to the Kashim. The other option you could say is what the Meiri says in the name of the Raizid before he was Chozobor, what the Meiri himself agrees with. And what the Rosh says in his last shot, the Rosh Mishans, in his last shot. What does he say there? Sorry. What does he say there? This is the Meiri B'Shem Raivid Meikara. And the Rash Mishans. I think this is his third and last opinion. It's always hard to tell how to count these things. What does he say? They say that you just make it a pinta, the Gar Tzachit. We know there's halacha. Hamaleya hazera sher tizra. Is it only what's added called maleya aser? Or is the zera sher tizra aser? The original plant you see you plant, even if nothing's added, is aser. So as the Gemara says, zarua uva post basayim. If something's already planted and then became Klai Kerem, how can it be already planted and then become Klai Kerem? Either the grapes were already planted and then you planted wheat, the wheat was already planted, then you planted grapes, or they were both already planted and then you took down the fence between them, that phase, or the vines of one went over the other, or it was in a pot with a hole and you put it down next to the other. There's many cases you can have where it was already growing and then became Klai. So what does the Gemara say? If your original plant is Klayim, it's usher from the beginning. If that's called Klayim Meikara, it's not the word anymore, but we'll call that. Then there's Zerua Uba, in Klayim after Zriya, then only if it adds 1/200. Says the Meiri here, quoting the Raivin and the Rosh Mishans in his last day, right? Says, we'll read in the Rosh Mishans, the Tachin is Morris Mikashin. There's no fundamental difference between Morris and Kashin. Lo mitzri el b'zeru meikaro avol zeru uba lo asar kasev el maleya utvus hakerem. He does not read what I accuse the reading of. Says maleya means fruit. Maleya means wheat, not stalks. Tvua means grapes, not vines. But that's all if it was already planted in Klayim. If you plant a current Klayim, that's zera sher tizra. Now, I know this is not Pshuta Shabbat Kerb. Pshuta Shabbat Kerb is Hamaleya Zera Shev Chizra. It's the Leia that comes from the Zera you plant. But Chazal Darshan, right, we're not Karaites. Chazal Darshan, Maleya means if it's a rule of law, only what's added. And Zera Shev Chizra means it's originally Klayim, even the seed is Klayim. So says the Rosh Mishans here, and this is also what the Meiri says in his most original shot. What does he say? He says, no problem. He says, if it's Zera Meikara, right? Where's his lashon? Yeah. Ella Zarua Meikaro. If it's Zarua Meikaro, meaning it was planted as Klayim, then Afilu Kushin Uz Moros Nasru. That's because if the original plant was Klayim, but if it is Zerua Uba, meaning it was planted Beheter and then became Klayim, through a million different scenarios you can envision, right? It was planted Beheter and they became Klayim, Zerua Uba. In that case, Rak Peros Nasru. He makes a fundamental chiluk. What's this tremendous chiddush of Klayim? Remember, tremendous chiddush of Klayim. Even the wood, it doesn't mean hard wood, even the stalk, even the eitz and nasru. Says the Gra, there is no such chiddush. It's all a mistake, misunderstanding. Says the Gemara, maybe it's true of the wheat, but it's not true of the grapes. Says the Rosh Mishans in his last day, and the Tiri, who agrees with this first part of the Raya, he quotes, says, no, there's two tracks of Klayim. There is the born in sin track, and the born in sin track, the whole plant is Klayim. Then there's the grew in sin trap. The new traps, everyone's born in sin, the whole plant is fine. If it grew in sin, that only affects the peros and not the actual stalk itself. Okay, and therefore it's very plausible. Why don't you just say that Psachim was talking about this case? And Baba Basra and Ksubos were talking about this case. Baba Basra and Ksubos was when it wasn't planted as Klayim. You planted the vineyard innocently and then made it Klayim. Then there's Morris or Mutter, even if they're most of a gazillion, they're Mutter. Because fundamentally, this track is only for the food, right? And where does he get that from? He gets that from the words. Where's the words? Hamaleya / Tvuas. And here, he gets it from Hazera. Okay, you understand, it's a bit of a stretch. Hazera is the seed. Who says the seed means the wood? Okay, the seed and the wood are equivalent to that. You don't eat that. Okay, he's lying. You can't eat the seed if you dig it up before it sprouts too much. Okay, but he assumes that by the seed means the ichor of the plant. Two totally different tracks of plying. Two tracks of plying. That is the sort of maskana of the Rash. And I think that's what the Ramban and the Rashba mean. The Ramban and the Rashba, I admit, bring a few pshatim, right? But if you look at the Ramban here, he says in his first shot, what does the Ramban say? I can't promise you anything. But what does the Ramban say in his first shot? And there's also the Rashba's second shot. But says the Ramban, he says, give me a second, sorry. Bani shamata shamati. The carrot was already planted, and then you brought another species such as wheat. The Hosef Masayim. And then the carrot grew 1/200. But Tosefes Nesar, what added was Usur, the low Ikarin Shel Gefanim, but not the actual Ikar of the Gefanim, Shayukud, Shamkud, or Shoshim and Akhir, that were there before the other species took root. Means what does he say? This is a case of not the rule, but a case of Tosefes. And what's added is Osir, but not the Ikar HaGafan. And the Rashba also proves this. This and this is like the third shot of the Ramban, right? That's the third shot of the Ramban. What does he mean by this? So it's not clear. Maybe he means like this. He means what grew is usher, because you can chop off the additional growth of his moros, but the original moros are mulcher. Could be he meant that, but a little more he said that's not true, so they also grow thickness. Or maybe he meant like this. Once it's a rule of ball, once it wasn't born in sin, then what grows is usher, meaning the fruit. The ichor, meaning the actual plant, is not usher. So I can't promise you what the Ramban means in this shot. Again, everyone has a gazillion shots, right? This is the Ramban's third shot. And the Rashba's second shot. V'yesh Misha Omer says, Shafi will see was Morris, even as Morris added 1/200. Ein an Esra el Tosefes, only Tosefes Zasar, will he karen shall give on him, shall you shall come and came along, but the Iker is not. Maybe not like this. It's hard to tell.
I don't understand.
Maybe it sounds more like this.
So, and the grapes themselves.
Are you awesome?
No question.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
No, they have to add 1/200.
1/200.
Yeah. Okay. So again, in the Rashba, it sounds a little, what does he say? In the Nesar al Tosefes, well, he current shall give fun and show you some code and became low Nesar. I feel a sequel is more so than Nesar al Tosefes. That sounds a little more like this shot. Okay, maybe that's their Ramban also meant. It's hard to tell. Maybe that's what Ramban also meant. Only Tosefes is also not what used to be there. You know, the day achas. Okay, maybe they didn't mean this. Okay, but here we have basically either the Zmoras become Usher if they add 1/200 like everything else, the new Zmoras become Usher, or no. The non-food is never Usher, or it depends which side you're on, or it's Feidina, it depends if it's a Ruba, or if it is Zoru Uba, or if it was Zoru Meikaro. One last shot, and then I want to get back to the Rambam. I think there's only one more pshat. Some kind of mikdash David maybe is similar to something. Says the mikdash David. Says the Rosh. The Rosh has three pshatim. His first pshat in the Rosh Mishan is the same as our Tosos. What did the Rosh Mishan say in his first pshat? When you find the Rosh Mishan in his first pshat, he says, Hashem v'hoshava prima saying v'hoshava eight shikin derefai nefanim. The pre added about 1/200th and these Morris didn't add 1/200th. Shkai. Okay, but then he says, Mio v'zei yishlo omar dril odon konum l'kei motar akol. Avon v'shetash l'shul kapola lovon hakol osar afilus moros v'kashin. Okay, but he says, but Mio yishlo omar, you can say that really, what's his loop shot? Until it grows enough, everything is mutter. You know what? One second. Not sure if he means this as an answer to this question. He asked the question and he says, Mio bazei yishlomar, what can you say there? That before it grows, everything's mutter. But when the grapes grow to a third of their size, then they're chalos, when the wheat grows to a third of its size, chalos pri, when the grapes grow to the size of a pulalov and a white bean, then a kol asra filos moros v'kashin. And then he says, not true. Maybe there's moros or asra even before the pre grows. He's masopic about this. Let's say the grapes haven't grown yet. Grapes are only asra when they're called tvua. They're only called tvua when they're a third of their size. What if the grapes are not yet grown? Can this moros be asra if the grapes are not yet grown? He's not sure. If this moros can be asra if the grapes are not yet grown. It's an interesting question. Can this moros be asra if the grapes aren't grown yet? Right, good question.
And the grapes aren't
asra. The grapes are for sure not asra. If the grapes aren't asra, they're not grown yet, aren't this moros asra? Right? So what is he saying? He says he's not sure. First he says maybe they're mutter, and then he says maybe they're usher. Okay, so what is he sort of implying here? I think what he's sort of implying here is that maybe you could say, you know why this moros are mutter? This moros are mutter until the grapes grow. And grow means kapola lovan, the size of kapola lovan.
That would be obvious. If you have a tree growing, a fruit tree that doesn't give any fruit, there's no problem with it.
Not so posh. As a matter of fact, he has a kasha himself. He says that there's a mefurish brisa that says even a kerem she'ino also appears as usher. That's why he's sort of been retracting this, perhaps. Not so posh. Anyway, here's another answer. What can you say? You can say the Rosh. In his second opinion, says maybe. And the Mikdash David is similar to this. What does Mikdash David say? He says, maybe it's talking about Zmoros that don't have any grapes growing from them. Maybe Zmoros that don't have grapes growing from them are mutter. Just like Zmoros, there are small grapes growing from them. And again, there's a subtle chiluk there. But what did the Rosh say in his? What does the Rosh say in his second answer? He says, maybe. I think that's what he means. He's asking a question. And then he's like talking maybe this, maybe that. He's not saying here's one answer, two answers, three, and an organized fashion. But I think what he's saying is this. He says you can make an okemta that the moros are mutaros. Maybe. He was talking about this. And lo, godlu, ha'anavim adayin, kipol halofan, right? Which is when they're a chalos anavim. If the anavim didn't grow yet to pull a lavan, and they're meaning you wouldn't make more grapes if you ate them because they're not fruits, then there's moros, and he's not sure, right? He's not sure about this. Then, in the end, but. Not sure about the dip. But at least perhaps it's more sort of asking if the grapes don't grow, or perhaps they won't if the grapes don't grow. Correct.
So in this case.
But in this case, you can't eat the pear. So once they grow enough to be pear, they're also not.
But
then there's more, so the best you can do.
But what happens, and if you do it in Hakkos,
and the assumption would have to be that the Zmoros are more kosher than the unknown Hakkos before, if you want to use that answer.
Right,
which would be a little yesh la'ayin.
And also that it's funny because if you were to do this in a regular year where Hakkos and Falalaban, if you were to punch it down, Hakkos and Falalaban would say you don't get Falalaban and it's done.
Right.
Why not?
Because you're not doing what you should do.
It hasn't reached it. It hasn't reached a priest free yet. So
you've never
okay, so good. So he's never going to reach free. So once he's never going to reach free, so he's able to get a cut up with this mark.
Oh, in a regular finger?
Yeah.
No, but it is if you want to cut it down. Even if you don't cut it down, we'll reach it.
It's funny.
Yeah, I admit it's funny, and I'm wondering if he's even giving this as an answer or not giving this as an answer. You know, yesh la'ayin. You know, I'm not sure. He doesn't say he's giving it as an answer necessarily. He says that he gives him Tosfos answer, and then he says, but maybe sounds like even as another potential answer. Sounds like even another potential answer. And then when you have to say, but in Pesachim. In Pesachim, the wheat did grow enough, right? Enough for wheat is not the size of Falalaban, enough for wheat is a third of its final size, a shlush, right? And therefore, the kashan are us. Okay, let's come back to that in a moment. Now, these are not all the answers. I apologize. I know it's hard to just like pile on a gazillion answers, even if that's true. But there are two other drachim as well. And you will, you know, hopefully forgive me for mentioning them. What are the two other drachim? The Ramban has two other answers. And again, the Ritz of the Meiri quotes some of them. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban gives two other answers. Means one way is that the that are not about Zmoros, right? What are the two other answers? Maybe it's not Zmoros. Maybe it's Pigros. But this is not the grammar of high goat. Pigros iser. Are not Chazaka. So why would Piros be Chazaka? So, says Ramban in his first answer. He says, really, it's Achilles Piros. But he's not the Ramban, really. Achilles Esther doesn't count. So he says, you know what? Achilles Esther doesn't count in Orla. Why? Because there's no hepset to the Bible. Achilles Esther doesn't count with Shrias or Achilles Hepset, no hepset to the Bible. Because Achilles Peros. Why? Achilles Peros in Orla doesn't count. And therefore you need to say Zmoros. Right? Therefore Orla has to be Zmoros. So Orla has to be Zmoros. But in Kalayim, it does count. Why does Achilles Esser count in Orla in Kalayim, but not in Orla? Right, not about Zmoros. The Rabbi's first 2 days is not a Zmoros fan. Why? The answer to the question in Orla, it's not that Achilles Esser is not kosher. Achilles Esser is kosher. But there has to be a hepsa of the Bible. In Orla, it doesn't count because there's no hefsed l'vayim. After all, I'm eating Orla. What's the vayim losing? He couldn't have eaten Orla. Right? He couldn't have eaten Orla. What's he losing? Right? No one can eat Orla. So why should he object? But in Kalayim, what's the vayim losing? He could have planted non-Kalayim. You have to plant Kalayim new every year. Right? Remember, two species of trees is not Kalayim. If I plant apples in a vineyard, that's not Kalayim. Kalayim is only a hadama food in a vineyard, a what's called an annual in a vineyard, right? Not a perennial in a vineyard. So Klein, you have to plant every year or else it's not Klein. So the Bayan did lose. He could have planted non-Klein. And then he could have walked in, even if he should have planted Klein, he's losing. He says, not too late for him to walk in, say, ain't on the Moses, never shame or shallow, plow the whole field and destroy everything else and leave the grapes, right? So he could have either planted non-Klein or he could have just let the grapes grow, right? Because there is Hefsid Bayan. Because the Bayan being Arla, you don't choose when it's Arla. It is Arla, nothing to do about it. So therefore, the Bayan wouldn't object. It's not a halakha. But Klein, you choose to make it Klein. So the Bayan should have objected because he should have said, I object, I'm coming in and I'm making it non-Klein. Because Bayan could have eaten non-Klein. Ah, what is the Chiddush Rabban? Chiddush Rabban is that Achilas Isser is Chashuv, but I'll deny that there's a Hefsid Levailim. Therefore, by Arla, it has to be Zmoros. So there'll be Hefsid Levailim, because only the Zmoros the Levailim could have used. By Klein, it can even be the Peros. Because the Hefsid Levailim, not the Levailim could have eaten these Peros. The Levailim could have grown better Peros. Not the Levailim could have eaten these grapes that are Klein. The Levailim could have plowed over the wheat and eaten much of grapes.
So is this to explain the Rav Haigon? Is that
and he was? Is sort of saying it to explain Rav Haigon, but it doesn't really explain Rav Haigon because I think Rav Haigon doesn't really explain the Rambam and Rav Haigon. You see, technically talking about the Rambam or Rav Haigon, I think it's over Rav Haigon. A Mashbir should be known going out to see for a Mecca from Haigon. He's trying to explain Rav Haigon. It's a little funny because the blush of Rav Haigon is even if he was Israel's Chazaka, as Rav Yehuda said, Achol Orla Reach Chazaka, Tani Nami Vachi. It sounds like he's talking about Orla, not just Klein. He's saying, Rav Haigon's Achilles Isser is only going on Klein, and then I can justify it. But that doesn't seem to be
possible. Shot.
Yes, but only in Klein, not in Orla, right? Right, so I guess he wants to be Nidchak and say, you only meant Klein, not Orla. Truth is, as much as I want to say about the Rambam, that makes, or something similar. But that's not what it sounds like to the Rambam, I admit. Okay, last shot is number 7. Is the Ramban in his second answer? Our favorite stays. And then I want to come back to some deeper longness. We don't have a ton of time. We'll try this. What's the Ramban in his second Teret saying? He says, very easy, it's Klai's Roim. Hashit. It's not Klai's Roim, it's Klai's Roim. What's the difference? Klai's Roim means Klai in a Keret. Klaizroim means Klai. Again, let's review. Two Haitzes is not Klaim at all. I'm allowed to plant an orchard of mixed trees. I'm not allowed to graft the trees, but that's a different thing. Klai Kerem is grapes and some Hadama species. Klaizroim means two Hadama species. I put wheat and barley in the same field. Or anything, lentils and lettuce in the same field. Any other lentils, whatever it may be, right? That's Klai's Roim. What's between Klai's Roim and Klai Kerem? By Klai Kerem, well, Tizra Kamacha Klaim, it's a lav. And if you do it, Pedikta Shamle Azera Sher Tizra, it's Rasa Karen, then it's Asranda by Klai's Roim, right? Sodhavos Rakulayim. End of sentence, right? It's Asranda Rice to do, but if you do it, it's Mutter. So says the Ramban, maybe it's a case of Klai's Roim. And you're right, he did an Isser in planting. But he ate mutter fruits that the Bayan could have eaten. And then it's a smaller Kiddush. Achilas Isser, he admits, is not considered Chazaka. That's not a derech of eating. But Achilas Heter, Al-Yavodas Isser, that is a Chazaka. Says, look, and what if the guy had worked on Shabbos? That would still be a Chazaka. What if the guy had plowed with a short machabor? That would still be a chazaka. The fact that he did it, he worked in an usher way, doesn't make it not a chazaka. Right? So what's the chiddush? A small chiddush. The chiddush is achilas heter sheba al yedei avodas iser counts. Okay. Now, let us.
But he doesn't like it.
What?
He doesn't
remain with that. Right, the Seder. Okay, now let's just go back for a second to the question that Yehuda was bothered by the whole time. Why does the Rambam not say like everyone else? Why does the Rambam not say like everyone else? There's a lot of everyone else, right? or at least like the mainstream approach of Zboros. Why does the Rambam not say like Zboros? Right? Why does the Rambam not like Zboros? So, we have five different Shatim and Zboros. Why does the Rambam not like, not say Zboros? So, let's start with the Rambam Hilchos Klayim. Says the Rambam. And now I'm going to have to ask you to remember something from, I think, the second shiur of the year, perhaps. I hope you remember the second shiur of the year well.
Sure.
Or maybe it was the third, I don't remember. Okay, what did the Rambam say in Hilchos Klayim? Let me read you the Rambam Hilchos Klayim. Also, the Zroa Yerokos or Tfua Bitsad HaGafanim. You can't plant Yerokos or Tfua next to existing Gafanim. Clearly, there's no means of Rubah. The Gafanim are existing. You can't plant. Or plant a Gafan next to a Yerok. Fine. Also, Cain. Harizekidesh, Vinesu Shneim Ba'ana HaYeroko or Tfua O HaGafanim, Besorfin Shneim, Shneim or Pentecta Shamle Azera, Ba'afilo Akashel Tfua Ba'etzim Shal Gafanim Ha'elu, Asurim Ba'ana Besorfin Osam. Okay, what does he say? You can't plant wheat next to a geffen. If you do, you have to burn the grapes and the zboros. Clearly, the Rambam, and we need another color here. Clearly, the Rambam does not hold to this. Say, the, well, actually, this is, he's not totally discussing this here, I have to admit. Okay, clearly, the Rambam doesn't hold this. The Rambam says, even as a ruba, even the Zboros are usher. Clearly, the Rambam holds the this. He says, even as Zboros are usher. Clearly, the Rambam holds the Gra. He holds even as Zboros are usher. I mean, the Rambam clearly holds even the Zboros are usher, even if it's Zoruba. Clearly, can't hold, say a bunch of these answers. What all the Akronim were bothered by was, and the other answers all have a lot of the chak anyway. The why did the Rambam hold the Tosfos answer? Why not just say, especially Tosfos, it's not a crazy okay, that happens all the time. Why not just say the Peros added Masayim, the Zmoros didn't add Masayim? Why did the Rambam, right, says the Rambam that Mefurash Shachalak al the sort of main answers? Right, that's Mefurash he argued on. Right, but what about number one? Why didn't he say like Tosfos? Okay, you could say it just wasn't clever enough to think about it. Think of it. But we prefer something better. And here I have two strong answers. I'm not sure which is right. Why the Rambam didn't say like Tosfos? The Chazal. Yes?
I mean, there's some. Why do you say you can separate?
Ah, exactly. That goes back to shir number two or three. I should have written down which. This is what the Chazal Yechezkel answer said. The Chazal Yechezkel. Remember, we had a Hakira. We had a Hakira in the second or third shir, I apologize for not remembering which, as to what the din of Tosefes Masayim is. We have Hakira in the din of Tosefes Masayim. How did it work? Right? Is Tosefes Masayim, what are the two ways of understanding the issue of Tosefes Masayim? One way is what Rashi and Chulin and Minchas Chinuch says, only the new growth is usher. Only the new growth is usher. Only the new growth is usher. But since the sheer bitl for Arlan Klaya Karim or for Klaya Karim for our purposes is 200 to 1, right? Like if I have a pot of chulent and I actually pour in some Arla, the sheer bitl is 200 to 1. If I have, you know, a factory of orange juice and some Arla orange juice falls in, the sheer bitl is 200 to 1. So therefore, only the new part is usher, and the shear bitl is 200 to 1. But that was one derech. But the Noda Behuda we saw took a different derech. Said the Noda Behuda, he said, no, it's not that only what's new is usher, and then the shear bitl is 200 to 1. It's that it's usher if it experiences growth. What's the definition of growth? The definition of growth is 1 200. But if it grows 1/200th, it's all usher, not only the new part. It's just all usher al tanai that it grows, and grown only counts 1/200th. That's what he calls malaya. Malaya means it's mismali. It's only called mismali if it grows 1/200th, then it's all, then, well, I'm not going to repeat this chakira. You can go back and look at your notes, right? What were the nafkaminas? One nafkamina was, is this an ishidar rice or ishidar rabbanan? Because the Menachaschino says, well, only the new part is usher. So really, it's only also deraisa if it grows to double its own size, because the deraisa is going to grow. It's only need rabbanan and 1/200. While the Nodahuda says, what are you talking about? It's just deraisa. And the other nafkamina was this case, right? That's what the Nodahuda discussed, right? What if you could tell which is the new part? Can you just chop it off and make it usher and make that and make that usher the rest of the water, or is it all usher? Basically, what the Chazal Yecheskel says, say, we're not going to go through the detail and say 1/5, 6, 7. But we'll leave that to you. Yeah?
What we're saying now is only 1/1. Why are we closest? I mean, he's just saying that the 3.
Give me a second. Okay. If that, the Hakira of the Nodi Huda, the Mechaskino, what do we mean? We mean that Tosos held only the new part. Tosos and the Meiri held only the new part is usher, not the old part. And therefore, you could say, if only the new part is usher, either chop it off, or you say there's more new part in the fruit than there is in the Zboros. But the Rambam held like the Noda Behuda. The Rambam held whatever plant grows 1/200th is called Mismale. And whatever is Mismale, the whole Chepta is usher. You can't separate the Zboros from the Peros. You can separate the Zboros from the Peros, and well, the new part is usher. There's more new part in the Peros than the Zboros. But notice there's one Gepet. Either the Geffen grew or didn't grow. If it grew, all parts of it are usher. And if it didn't grow, no parts of it are usher. So what do you have to do? You have to look at how you measure. Do you measure only the fruits? Do you measure the fruits and the s'mores together? However you want to measure, just measure. But it's one chalos. Either it's a chalos of Malaya or it's not a chalos of Malaya. If it's a chalos of Malaya, it's all usher. And if it's not a chalos of Malaya, it's all water. And that's why the Rambam couldn't agree with Tosos. Chaim, I'm going to need your help here. And you know, because of who will not forgive me if I go another few minutes? It's interesting how I ask the question, yeah, right?
Even you can put that straight.
No, I ask. I want opt out, not opt in. Right? It's a tough one. This. Okay.
Do we only count, or do the people really watching also count?
Everyone counts, but only you vote. So, what am I going to say? One answer is the Chazon Yecheskel. Again, you can think of this. I thought it was not the Chazon Yecheskel. I just happened to see it was the Chazon Yecheskel. You know, Chazon Yecheskel, Bronsky, Diana Bronsky from London. This is Talmud of Chaim. This is a nice one. This is a lot of nice personal ones. Chazon Yecheskel is officially here from Tosefta. And then he just had published essays which start with line of Tosefta and go into science. Such as this one. He basically he gives this whole kakura, the Mechaschina from the Yehuda. Let's call it Mechaschina from the Yehuda, even though, you know, we use our brother. But the din, Tosefes Masayim, if you say, like the Mechaschina, it's that only the new part is usher. Or if you say, like the Noda Behuda, the Geron of Makarashi, then no. The whole plant becomes usher al tanai that it grows a significant amount, which is 1/200th. Only the new part is usher, but less than 1/200th is batel, because the rule of bittel is 1/200. So what are you going to say? Says the Chazon Yecheskel. Now I explain the Rambam. The Rambam sheet and klein doesn't like any of the kulas. Oh, what about Tosos? It's not a kula. No problem. This leads to Tosos. Only the new part is also. There's more new part in the fruits than there is in the tendrils, in the vines, or the meiri. You can see which new part in the vine. But this he's claiming is the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, there's other writings. It's the Rambam, they're not Mokar. The Rambam holds no. Once it's 1/200th, everything is Aser. And you know, it's not only the new part. So therefore, if it grew 1/200th, everything's Aser. If not, nothing's Aser. You can't separate the vines from the fruits.
Folks would learn like the Rambam would just say that
there's two separate holiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that
would be judged differently also.
Yeah, but I think that's highly unlikely. And
wouldn't say that by each grape.
We would not according to the Rambam. Hard to imagine.
Why?
Hey, okay, maybe you could. Right, maybe you could, but that would be that's not the pashut shot. Pashut shot is the plant as a whole, the chetz as a whole. Okay, therefore the Rambam says Tosos, and then Tosos say, yeah, there's more new part by Peros than by this Moros. But the Rambam would say, no, either it's all Aser or it's all Mutter. That is one answer. However, another way of answering the Rambam is based on the Mikdash David's Chakira. Mikdash David doesn't really say it's a Chakira, he thinks it's a Pasha. But based on the following Chakira, remember, according to many Shitas, even the Eitzim are also the Kashan and the Zmoros, basically everyone except for the Grah, or except for the Rebu Nil, at least the Zmoros are also. What's the nature? Yesh Lachor, that's one. Right? However, there's a second way. B is based on the Chakira of the Alpi Chakiras. Even though it's not the Mikdash David, Yesh L'ayin in the Isser of Zmoros and Kushan. Is that the Zmoros and Kushan, or is it Isser of the Atzmo, or is it Tuffel to the Pri? Isn't Isser of the Atzmo or Tuffel to the Pri? Let me give you an example. In our love, when we say the Shomer Lepri is Aser, it's because it's coupled to the Pri, not because it's in and of itself a Pri. Right? So, Yesh Lachkor, the Iser, Zemoros, the Kushin, is it an Iser Bifne Atzmo? Or is it Tafel to the Pri? What are the Nafgaminas of the? What are the Nafgaminas of the Mikdash David's Chakira, and then we really will not go into it, but I'll just briefly, what are the nafkaminas of this Chakira? One nafkamina of this Chakira is, what Rabbi Kreger pointed out, is the Hitlab Tot, the back and forth of the Rash Mishans. The back and forth of the Rash Mishans. What if, one second, what about Shemitah? In Shemitah, Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheino Shalom. So I can't aser, that's a Mishnah, I can't aser the grapes because they don't belong to me. Can I aser the Zmoros, which do belong to me? Right? Not one of the Nafkamina. That's one is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bishmitah. She ha peros einam shalom, and you can't ask for something that's not yours. Vazmoros shalom. The peros don't belong to me, and einam the most of the shalom, but the zmoros do belong to me. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger that the Rash, he quotes the Rash, says the Rash, the zmoros are usher. Why? Because Adam also Dover Shein Shalom says the Haflah. That's it. Goes Rav Pinchas, right? Rav Pinchas in his sefer. What is it called? Rav Pinchas in sefer Ksubas. That's sefer Haflah, right? The sefer Haflah Ksubas, Rav Pinchas Alevi Ish Hara Pinchas Alevi Ish Harowitz says the Zmoros are mutarid. Why? If we say the Zmoros only topple to the fruits, if the fruits can't be usher, because Adam also Dover Shein Shalom, the Zmoros can't be usher. You say the Isher, they have to, they can't be usher. Or our Rash. What is our Rash? What if the Anodim Lohigiyu Likipol Halavan? The Anodim didn't grow enough to be Usher. What did the Rosh say at first? At first, said the Rosh, then Ms. Morris or Mutter, right? Rosh Betchila says, Zumoros are Mutari. Why? Because if the fruit's not usher, happens Zumoros be usher. Well, what does the Rosh say at the end? Jenny says, Rosh Besof, in the end, this matches what he says later on, a few Mishnahs later. No, the Zumoros are Asuros. Why? Who cares? The tree is not big enough to be usher. The Zmoros are still usher, right? And the Mitzvah in the same chakira with what if the wheat didn't grow enough or the kashan usher? Same exact one. Same exact nafkamina, right? Nafkamina brings the Mikdash Dovin, and then he points out, okay, there's two deis about this, but there's a difference. Okay, without getting into all the details. Another question is, what about Zmoros? Here's an interesting one. What about Zmoros that don't have grapes on them? What if some Zmoros grew grapes and some Zmoros didn't grow grapes? Right? It's basically the same thing, right? 2.1 says the Mikdash David, Zmoros she'ein aleihem anovim. Right? So it's just another word, it's not Pina. Okay, what does it have to do with the Rambam? Now we can use this to explain why the Rambam disputed Tosfos. Tosfos obviously assumes, like this side, which makes sense. That's the Rashi Shas Maskana. Tosfos said, the Peiros are Asuros, but the Zmoros are Mutaros. What do you mean? If the Zmoros are Mutaros, we wouldn't care if the Zmoros added Masayim. We would care if the Peiros added Masayim, the Zmoros are tuffled to them. So what's the last Nafkamina? The last Nafkamina here is, and with this we will end, is, where are we going to stick this in? We've got a better marker. We can stick it in more easily. What if Peiros Hosifu Masayim was Moros low? The Peiros added Masayim and the Moros didn't. If this Moros are an Isser with Beatzmo, then this Moros should be Mutarim, which is exactly the sheet of Tosos. What does Tosos say? The Peiros might be also, the Zmoros are under, because the Peiros and Zmoros each have their own cheshbon. But if you say the Zmoros are only also, if they're tumbled to the pre, then the Zmoros should follow the pre. Then the Zmoros should be Asurim. Maybe Asuros, right? Then the Zmoros should be also. Who cares if the Zmoros are Adam Asayim or not? Once the Peiros are also, the Zmoros should also be also, because the Zmoros are tumbled to the Peiros, perhaps. And maybe that's why the Rambam didn't hold like Tosfos. Because the Rambam held, no, the Zmoros go with the Peiros. If the Peiros are usher, the Zmoros are usher. If the Peiros are mutter, the Zmoros are mutter. Because the Zmoros are only tuffel to the Peiros. And therefore, you can't say the Peiros are usher, the Zmoros are mutter. Because there is no independent halos of Zmoros. The Zmoros are only tuffel to the Peiros. So maybe that is shot in the a Rambam. So you have two ways of explaining why the Rambam didn't open Tosos. You learned a lot of wrong today. First of all, different days. Is it really true that the Kushan and the Zmoros are also right by a Karam? The Grun would be nailed down to the Tzvei Dinam of the Rosh Mishans towards the end, etc. And we had a Chakira. In this Isser of Kushan and Zmoros, is an Isser of the Acho, is it didn't and tumble to the Peiros? And if it's tumble to the Peiros, maybe that's why the Rambam didn't answer like Tosos. Because you can't think the Peiros are usher and the Zmoros are mutter. Because the Zmoros are only coupled to the Peiros.
Why couldn't the Bryce be talking about a case where it's low with one guy and that's not the guy in front of three? I mean, the Rambam's Moda, that issue were not most posted most Zion, then both of them would be Mutar. But that's just not the Raya of the Mishnah, of the Bryce.
And the Gemara.
Raya is horrible. So why couldn't you say that?
The case of Zmoros is Arla. Our case of Klayim is
either Arla or
and in which case, this doesn't explain why you disagree with Tosus. This only explains why you can't accept the Zmoros Klayim. But who says you have to accept the Zmoros Klayim? Maybe Klayim can say something totally different about.
Yeah, meaning it doesn't explain why he understands the Gemara. It doesn't explain that. Meaning, they have not focused.
Yeah, what you're saying is my whole defense of the